The True Story of Pocahontas by
Virginia,
B,
Eleanor,
Nicholas,
Bruno,
and Gavin. The Disney version of Pocahontas is filled with love, danger, and intrigue. However, is this all true? In this presentation, you will learn about what truly happened and how Disney's romanticized version is a myth. In 1607, Captain John Smith and his three boats sailed into Virginia through the James River.
"We came to the New World to find gold and get rich and be the first to discover the fabled Northwest Passage."
"We accomplished neither and ended up facing hardships that killed more than 430 settlers. Down the James River lived the Algonquin tribe. Pocahontas was Chief Powhatan's favorite daughter."
"I was not enamored with the white people, like John Smith claimed, but I did convert to Christianity in order to save the livelihood of my people."
The story of John Smith's meeting with Chief Powhatan has many key people involved, but who were they?
"I am Chief Powhatan of the Algonquin tribe. I am Pocahontas' father."
"I'm Pocahontas, the daughter of the chief of the Algonquin tribe."
"I'm John Smith, the captain of the settlers who came from England and leader of Jamestown."
"I'm John Rolfe, the future husband of Pocahontas and member of John Smith's crew."
"I am a settler who came to the New World hoping to find gold and fame for myself."
Pocahontas was born in 1596 in Werowocomoco, Virginia.
In 1607, settlers arrived in James River from England and founded Jamestown.
3 years later, I married an Algonquin warrior by the name of Kokoum."
"In 1613, Pocahontas is lured onto a vessel, kidnapped by Captain Samuel Argall, and is taken away from her husband and family. While in captivity, she was repeatedly raped and assaulted and became pregnant with their second child."
"The next year, Pocahontas marries John Rolfe, converts to Christianity, and changes her legal name to Rebecca."
"In 1616, John Rolfe, our son, and I sailed to England as emissaries of the Algonquin tribe and to promote interest in Jamestown."
"In 1617, while prepping for her journey back to Virginia, Pocahontas falls very ill and dies in England, where she was buried."
American society was affected by this event by people who told half-truths. After Pocahontas's death, John Smith took lies and fragments of the true story to write a book that was viewed favorably by the public. Disney turned this version into a children's movie laced with danger, love, and intrigue. The film went on to become one of the most popular children's films of the time. It was made as an attempt to romanticize the settlers' treatment of Native American culture for Westerners. Disney capitalized on John Smith's version of the story instead of the true story. Disney profited greatly from John Smith's story when turning it into the film Pocahontas, earning $346 million at box offices worldwide. In the end, Pocahontas was treated awfully by the settlers and never had the truth come out. On the other hand, the settlers were a key part in the eventual creation of the United States. We hope you take both sides into account as you learn more about these events.